Laser Ablation Medical Technology, Medical Technology Episode Number 8. Today is the 17th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Sean. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Monteris Medical is a private company that develops, manufactures and markets a laser-guided MRI that performs MRI, a non-invasive, minimally invasive MRI system that performs MRI scans of the brain and spinal cord to treat a variety of diseases. The NeuroBlade system is not intended for treating a specific disease, but it is the tool for a wide range of diseases, such as neurodegenerative diseases, cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis, among others. Monteris NeuroBlades or NeuroBlade system are the only minimally invasive systems that allow the use of MRIs in the treatment of multiple cancers and neurological disorders in humans. Doctors should use their clinical judgment and experience in deciding on NeuroBlade. Tyke Torchia received the award for his work on the development of the NeuroBlades and NeuroBlade system from Monteris Medical. For the cure, gathered at the American Academy of Neurology annual meeting in Las Vegas, Nevada, Monteris Medical is a privately held company that develops, markets an MRI-guided, laser-assisted system for performing non-invasive, minimally invasive neurosurgery, commonly known as the NeuroBlade system, NeuroBlade system and NeuroBlade system. Monter is a world leader in the development of the only minimally invasive system that enables the use of laser ablation for the treatment of neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. The NeuroBlades and NeuroBlades are tools, but they are not meant to treat a particular disease. When brain surgery is required, it can mean invasive techniques and long recovery times, but advances in medical technology are enabling more and more neurological disorders to be treated without surgery. For patients who need it, there is now a new minimally invasive tool that enables surgeons to operate on the brain using focused laser energy, known as laser ablation. This new surgical tool, called Visualase, is now available in the operating room at Tacoma General and is capable of treating neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis. Since its introduction in neurosurgery, the laser has become increasingly safe to use and has been successfully used in a wide range of diseases including cancer, heart disease, diabetes, liver and kidney cancer and many others. Laser mucosal ablation techniques are currently successfully used in a wide range of cancers, including superficial gastrointestinal cancers. In addition, photodynamic therapy, which uses lasers, has also been shown to be effective in the treatment of a number of non-invasive cancers and is currently used in over 1,000 patients with cancer and tumors. Stereotactic laser ablation destroys tumors with laser light and uses magnetic resonance imaging. Direct laser ablation is used to treat a wide range of cancers, including breast, lung, prostate and prostate cancers, as well as many other cancers. UCLA experts recently adapted existing laser technology to make this treatment available to brain tumor patients. Stereotactic laser ablation is ideal for the treatment of deep-seated tumors that cannot be achieved with conventional surgical techniques. If other treatments, such as radiation oncology, are not successful, you may be able to remove the tumor by ablation. In medicine, several types of lasers are used for ablation, including the laser scalpel, which is used in both hard and soft tissue surgery. Laser ablations can also be used for benign or malignant lesions of various organs, which are referred to as laser-induced interstitial thermotherapy. The YAG planar waveguide laser is produced by pulsed laser deposition and a wide range of laser tools are used in resonance technology, including pump diodes and solid-state diode lasers. While laser ablation technology enables new advances in the medical device industry, new applications are emerging that push the boundaries of micromanufacturing. Laser ablations can provide the possibility to produce materials for products of different sizes. As R&D engineers understand the benefits and miniaturization of the devices, they will continue to grow in popularity and demand. Since then, Torchia and Tyke have begun to develop the ability to monitor the heat using magnetic resonance imaging. "The recognition is gratifying," said Dr. Robert L. Dyer, professor of electrical engineering and computer science at the University of California, Berkeley. "This changes the game for patients who would otherwise undergo open skull malformation and have no other options. This is made possible by the use of laser ablation technology, which represents a major step forward in the development of new surgical techniques for cancer treatment. UHealth is the only center in the region to offer laser ablation to patients with open skull and other skull malformations. Thermal laser ablation of Visualase is an effective treatment for adults and children suffering from epilepsy, a disease characterized by recurrent attacks of nerve cells, neurons in the brain. Laser ablation involves inserting a small fiber optic probe into the area of the brain that causes the seizures. It heats up the abnormal brain region that causes the seizure and stops or reduces the number of seizures that come from that area, as well as the amount of brain activity. This was Laser Ablation Medical Technology, by Medical Technology, and this was episode number 8. My name is Sean Brown, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.